the hospital's had to make some decisions over the past year to account for some of the regulatory and federal mandates that are coming. And this stemmed as a misunderstanding from some of those that we were trying to push the docs out, and that never was the case. And the parameters that we did agree to were things that were already built into this new model that the hospital is working on. So once we all understood where we were coming from, it was really a very easy agreement to come to. And we're tickled to death that we can take away any confusion in the community. You know, patients will still be able to see their doctor in the hospital, which really is different than most other hospitals out there, because anymore, if you get admitted to a hospital, you're typically admitted to another service somewhere. So this is really a benefit to the community, and we're just glad we were able to work through it, and that our that the patients in this community, the residents in the community, will see no difference in their healthcare unless the physicians want to use the services that the hospital is going to be offering.
What would weekends look like, or what will they look like in the ER?
In the ER, they're not going to look any different than they do now. We have MCARE in there staffing the ER. The difference is, and really where the misunderstanding came from, was that the hospital was trying to mandate these services to be used. And I'm not going to get into all the details because it really does get cloudy, but we never wanted that to begin with. So the ER will look exactly the way it does now, where we have MCARE staffing. The difference is going to come into how admissions are communicated to the local physicians, and that kind of thing is really where the big change will be. But when patients come into the hospital for emergency room services, not for physician services, but for emergency room services, they will continue to see our MCARE physicians providing that 24/7 coverage.